Come on down and stand on the soapbox.
You've got 60 seconds.
Today,
on the soapbox,
Andrew King, Assistant Program Director and Medical Education Fellowship Director at The Ohio State University.
Nearly every clinical shift, emergency physicians evaluate a patient who arrives via EMS in full spinal immobilization after a seemingly simple fender bender. We must rush to the room to remove the patients from the backboard in order to ensure their comfort and preserve our physical examination. Why in the world do medical providers continue to use backboards? They result in increased pain due to anatomically incorrect positioning, a potential increase in unnecessary radiological testing due to the difficulty in distinguishing trauma-related pain from that associated with the backboard. Possible respiratory compromise due to the restrictive effects of the straps.
Oh, I can't breathe. I can't breathe.
And a propensity for pressure ulcer development.
Ooh. Oh, gosh.
The ambulance stretcher is practically a padded backboard.
It's going to hold exactly for you as an individual.
An EMS cot in conjunction with a cervical collar and straps to secure the patient provides appropriate spinal protection for patients.
By keeping all those things in your neck straight.
In the analysis of the literature on the use of backboards, it is clearly evident that while backboards may have utility as an adjunct for spinal precautions during extrication, there is no demonstrated evidence that backboards prevent injury deterioration during transport. In fact, there are numerous studies that indicate backboard use may result in harm to the patient.
Thanks for listening. Make sure you follow Academic Life on iTunes, SoundCloud, or your podcasting app of choice. We'll see you next time.